Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for an altitude adjustment. Ski week on Alice.
Oh, cool.
Through Friday, listen for the cue on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Caller number 97 right now scores a pair of lift tickets to Diamond Peak Ski Resort. The slopes are calling. Ricola. Caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Oh, that sounds so good. You get a pair of lift tickets for Diamond Peak Ski Resort, Tahoe's best view and best value. Winning is all week. Next chance coming up at noon.
The number you're calling is also where you can send texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's right. You put it in the text spot, and then you write your text, and then you hit send, and we get them here.
Is that how it works?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty easy.
Easy as could be. So here's some of the stuff you guys wrote today.
All right. Let's hear it.
Hi, S&V. I was catching up on the podcast from last week when Sarah mentioned that John has a sniffing problem. I had the same thing for over 25 years, and then we stopped using fabric softener and using the Tide detergent that is dye and scent free. All the sniffling went away immediately.
That'd be nice.
Well?
We don't use fabric softener, and we do use that Tide, so.
You use the unscented Tide?
I think so, yeah.
Oh. John, regular old Tide.
I just use whatever John buys.
Right.
Yeah, I might use regular old Tide.
Just powdered regular old Tide.
Doesn't smell, though. Doesn't have a smell.
That has a Tide smell.
Yeah, I suppose.
Jesus, I thought Human ruined movies. Thanks for ruining Parasite, Vinny. How could I have ruined it? I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Hasn't even seen it.
There's no way I ruined it for you. I've only seen 20 minutes of it. Ruined it for you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's dramatic.
Yeah.
You know, we listen to you with your recommendations. Listen to ours. Watch Parasite.
Yeah, we're going to watch
right,
it.
All right, all right.
I'm going to watch it.
Take it easy.
Everyone's yelling about it.
This guy. This is bad luck, dude. Seriously.
What?
I've been mugged 3 times. Okay, you should tell people that before you go out with them at night, because...
You're bad luck.
Yeah. I've been mugged 3 times. Two by gun, once by knife.
Mm.
Only gave my money to the guy with the knife. Gun muggers usually aren't in it for a murder charge. Okay.
Wait.
That doesn't.
You're telling me you said no to the gun guys? Like,
but
why do you
the,
like, no,
the
I'm
knife guy.
Pretty sure you don't want a murder charge. How about I just shoot your hand off, huh? How about that? God, that's a weird.
That is crazy.
Weird rationale.
Yeah, especially in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a gun, I'm giving you what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at a knife, I'm looking to see where I can run. Because if I can run, I'm going to run.
Yeah. But a knife can be thrown, and then a lucky shot.
It can.
Right between the
ribs.
And...
you know, if I'm sitting there, and I'm... It depends on the guy, too. Some people who are, you know, up to taking stuff from you, they're addicted, and messy, and...
Right.
I'd be like...
I'm crazy. I'll just give it to you.
If I got a clean run from here, I'm going to go for it.
I mean, it's going to give you the money.
Trying to stay in some kind of shape has to be good for something, right?
You know, these days, though, nobody really carries any cash. Like, it's got to be
not
nearly as lucrative to rob someone these days, you know? I'm like,
too.
Well, I can give you my wallet, but I'm just going to call and cancel all my credit cards. You're probably going to have to kill me so you can, you know, at least have some fun with them.
I hit snooze 4 to 6 times easily. My fiance hates it. LOL. That fiance should run.
No, you can't break up with someone just because
you don't like their morning routine.
No,
oh, that's my
ridiculous.
God.
You love someone. You don't just ditch them.
It's not cute anymore after a couple years.
Listen, no one thinks it's cute, not even the person who's resisting getting up. Obviously, that's why they have to hit snooze so many times. They hate getting up. Everyone hates it.
Happy hump day. Loved hearing Yuzi yesterday on the classic show.
Mm.
Love you all and miss her so much. You know, one of the things that we've got, because we have gotten some texts, and I want to point out to people, Sarah and I have worked. Did work with Yuzi for 20 plus years.
Sure.
If anyone's affected by her not being on our show or not being on our station anymore, it's us.
Yeah.
Just because we are being stoic about it does not mean we don't miss her.
No. And we're just having a conversation about, like, I miss her laugh.
And there's no possible way you miss her more than we do.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Think again.
So I appreciate you writing in. We love her too, but some of the reactions have been like, you got what?
Not us. No.
You, how dare you act like it's not affecting us?
And
just because we don't whine about it.
You can, well, we can't really sit here and whine about it.
Right.
You know, that's
So I'm addressing it now. So when you don't hear it tomorrow, you'll know why. Because we can't spend all day every day on this.
We still have a whole show to do.
Right.
By the way, she's been doing her like little sort of like things to do in the Bay. Have you seen any of those videos?
Couple
she's still
of them.
Out. You can find her. She's there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her. If you miss her, say hi.
Right. Hi, family. There was a season of Love Island US last summer on CBS. The UK version is 6 seasons in.
Oh, boy.
And this marks the 3rd suicide.
What?
The other two were...
contestants? Because this lady hosted it, I think.
Sorry, this thing breaks up and I lose it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I thought it was an interesting age difference, too. Like, she's an ex of Harry Styles and the guy's 26 and she's 40. Excellent.
Hi, all. Been in the hospital for ulcerative colitis since Thursday.
Oh.
Can you send me some healing thoughts? Love you. Yes. You
Everyone,
know,
put your power of healing and send it to this,
this
lady.
This is something I never knew about till my kid turned up sick. I had no idea how many people suffer from this stuff.
Have they gotten any closer to a diagnosis?
We do not have a diagnosis. We do, luckily, not see any more blood, though, and that's been... like, my heart is...
But you've totally changed the way you eat and your lifestyle. I mean, it's...
I weighed in at 163 the other day.
Oh, that's
which
good.
Which I'm down, you know, without even really... well, I've been surfing, so that is exercise. Mm-hmm. But, man, our new diet is serious. I mean...
yeah. It's... well, it's very fresh food-based and looks good.
The missus is... working
hard,
really hard to keep our daughter. Like I said to her the other day, thank you so much for the, like, I can't do what you're doing. And our daughter is benefiting by all your hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty intense. Good luck in that hospital.
Yes, with your ulcerative colitis.
A lot of people wrote in about Frozen. It seems like a lot of families watch Frozen 2 over the weekend.
Well, you just put it on loop, you know? Let it go and go and go.
Vinny, your youngest daughter sounds like ours, who we nicknamed growing up was the Beast. She's now an FTO deputy sheriff.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
I posted the picture of Hulk baby climbing.
Oh, you did?
On Instagram.
I gotta see this. It's just a photo, not a video?
No, it's a video.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's her.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, my God, she's so... that is hilarious. She can barely walk.
If you guys go to the theater, don't let Vin buy tickets. We saw what happened with Hamilton. Don't they get a drum hit, Bran? I mean, honestly.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm watching her.
That is so... I'm watching her climb, too. That is so damn cute.
Amazing.
Oh, she's psyched.
See the way she throws her face into the wall to leverage her next arm climb? You're like...
well, look at her doing a little tongue curl. Is that her thing?
Yeah.
Somebody grabs her from behind. Like, no, it's over now.
Trying to walk off.
Hulk baby climbing stuff. Like. Oh, cute. That is freaking adorable. She's just like, I'm doing this.
My kid gets so mad at me when I sing along while she watches Frozen 2, so I do it even more. Oh, boy. That's the play-by-play.
Yeah, I didn't turn the audio on. That's so cute. That's going to be a big one for you, Ben.
Please research Bloomberg redlining, stop and frisk. Please do your research before you'll say you'll go for him.
Yeah, I was not a fan of the stop and frisk thing. That was his idea when he was the mayor of New York.
OMG. I remember the LG chocolate. That's phone talk from earlier.
Oh, the kids I shouldn't call them the kids. They're in their mid-20s, for God's sake.
Well,
the AP team. And they're, oh, Brandon's all excited. He heard the LG chocolate and came running in.
It was the first phone I ever bought by myself.
Oh!
It was so worth it. It got stolen. I went and bought another one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the best.
You loved it.
And when you say by yourself, you mean that you earned the money to buy it?
I did, yeah.
All right.
Where were you working?
I was like 13, so mowing lawns and stuff.
Oh, saving allowance, mowing lawns.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Finding a quarter here or there.
Precisely.
Yeah, nice. It's funny. God, the LG chocolate. I remember those full set. Remember like the BlackBerry had all the little keys? I loved that.
I love my BlackBerry.
The on-screen typing. Sucks.
I also love the little red alert light.
Oh, yeah, alert light.
I miss that. iPhone, I've asked a million times. I mean, hello, Apple, you're listening. Can I just get a little red blinky light on my
for
iPhone?
When there's something I need to look at. Otherwise, I won't look at
How
it.
How many times do I got to ask?
Maybe they just want you to keep picking it up.
Yeah, but that's the problem. I don't... Anyway. I barely bring this anywhere now that I have the watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, I just...
Why would you? You're all hooked up, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to have phone calls on the watch. It's just about as stupid as it gets. But I could at least make an emergency call if I've locked myself out of my house or
something. Well, you can see if someone's trying to get a hold of you. You know, it's nice. And you can pay at the store. Boop. Don't need a wallet. You don't need your phone. Nothing.
Wait, I missed it. Is Sarah's brother moving to Florida already? They just got here.
They've been here a year and a half.
Feels like they just got here.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
Not to me. No, they're going to, like, this summer.
I know. Listen, you're patient beyond belief.
Well, they don't live in my home, so it's not like it's a...
Well,
know.
But, I mean, they show up. They're close enough that they can walk in.
Sure.
Hello!
Oh, hi. You again. No, I love them.
Sure you do.
I'm actually really going to miss them when they go. Mm. We've had a great time. Done a lot of fun stuff, too. That's it. We've done a lot
no,
of fun.
No, we all bought it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm... you make it sound like I want them to leave.
No. No, we totally got that. You sold it. You can stop.
All right. I probably should have a while ago. God, you're so bad. You're rotten.
Oh, I'm the rotten one.
It's not me.
Remember calling my family and torturing me the other day?
I don't remember it being torture. I remember it being highly entertaining and what you had to do because you lost the game hard.
Vinny, you're doing exactly what Sarah is with remodeling and living in another home. Your kids are living like Sarah's kids did. Yeah. We all go through it, brother.
There you go, Ben. Actually, it's funny, too. Like, Vinny's always saying, oh, you're always looking for a house. You're always moving. Meanwhile, you know, since I've known you, since you came back here, you've lived in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 places. And I've lived in 2.
It's true.
Yep.
I want to fight you, but I can't. Klinger.
I do look all the time, though.
Klinger was not a medic. He was a motor pool guy.
Oh, all right.
All right. Take
fine.
It easy.
He's one of the medical people there. He was on the team.
The restraining order just expired, and the guy broke into her house and killed Amy. She did all the right things. The system failed her.
Well, the system fails a lot of people.
That's Drew Carey's ex that was murdered.
After being tormented by this guy for a decade, it's so horrible.
An article I read, so the restraining order just recently expired, like 2 weeks ago. And then they had a chance encounter at an LA event, and he flipped out on her. Not that they had recently started dating again.
Yeah. The way that the TMZ story went was that they had been seeing each other recently, and I really thought, well, that's not a good choice.
How much water does it take to wash those cups? I agree with reducing the waste, but like many other things, a new problem is introduced when we try to solve another one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but, you know, that's one of the things is... Do you remember, let me ask you this.
All right.
I thought of this the other day and then went, God, it's so weird how we used to have this thing in school when I was a little boy. It was save the trees. We have to stop using so much paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like part of what brought us to the plastic bags thing that we ended up on was that, you know, we're killing all the trees right. by using...
Meanwhile, there's, you know, they
was
say,
that like the plastic lobby?
Maybe it was.
Building their business, like maybe. Saying we need to save the trees and use plastic bags.
It's all bad, though. Everything that we mass produce is, you know, sucking the life out of something else, you know?
I know, but how did we end up with a save the trees platform? And then really there's no trouble, no.
Apparently they're all plenty sustainably of trees. Harvested and hemp will do the job. And
right.
Bamboo floors, I don't know.
Bamboo floors? Who's talking about floors?
I'm just talking about wood use.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You ever seen those bamboo floors?
No, you like them?
I don't particularly like them. Oh. They're made out of, you know, a highly sustainable growing thing. Are we done? Are you looking at me like we're done?
Why? We couldn't be done.
Or you could keep talking.
I want to hear more about bamboo floors.
Well, I really don't have
Oh, they look great.
Floors.
Look at that.
They look like regular floors.
What's the matter with that? Why don't you like
I
that?
I like them. They're kind of strippy looking.
Strippy?
Yeah.
Strippy looking.
I still love the look.
I'm not sure I understand.
See how they're all like little strippy?
Your adjective there. Strippy.
Really? It's instead of just being a single plank, it's like little strips and it has all the little joints, all the little knuckles that are in bamboo. I just don't love the look.
Huh.
If I had a yoga studio, I'd put that in though. I think that goes in a yoga studio. Bamboo.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should break.
Okay.
You were right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It feels good to be back. Hump day.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. It's a little short week, and we start the week with Survivor.
Have you seen Jane yet?
I haven't seen Jane. Is she here? Oh, her door's still closed.
She'll be
not
later.
Her door anymore. You can't see her door.
Oh, she's coming in later.
Oh, she's in later.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Well, I hope she's coming in because all day long we've got these ski passes, which is exciting, for Diamond Peak Ski Resort. I've skied there a couple times. It's really nice. 9, noon, 3, and 5 chances to win some lift tickets. So enjoy Survivor tonight.
Oh, I will do.
You getting a surf in today?
I don't know what I'm doing today, but I do know that I'm very excited. Survivor's on. Oh, right. I can't watch that tonight.
Well, so you can watch it tomorrow.
All right.
And then we'll talk about it Friday. That's our new day to talk
Either
about.
Either way, so. Everybody have a great day. Stay with Alice all day long because Jane's coming up this afternoon and the music rules.
Woo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.